Welcome to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. I'm your host, Julia Jorn, and I live and work in Round Top in beautiful Greene County. Come along with me as I meander through the Hudson Valley, the Northern Catskills, the Capital Region, and beyond to interview the people behind the special spots and hidden gems that make our area of New York State and our collective community both distinct and diverse. You'll likely discover that you don't have to travel too far to pay them a visit. They may already be in your own backyard or just around the corner. And I'll bet their place might turn out to be that one certain destination you keep meaning to check out. So I'm here to remind you, put it on your list. Together we'll meet shop owners and small business owners, curators, designers, and artists, chefs, farmers, and culinary experts, and other creative entrepreneurs. We'll hear their own personal stories, learn about their unique offerings, and hit them up for their own local recommendations. Thanks for listening. Today I'm in Leeds on Main Street to visit with my old friend Ray, who owns the Hodgepodge Shop. And it's just like it sounds. Come with me as we go inside. Over the years, I've gotten some of my favorite things from your place. I had a habit of coming here maybe once a week for a long time. And just off the top of my head, I have a pink birdhouse. I have red chairs from an old schoolhouse in my dining room. I have paint by number artworks. I've got a great cabinet that I refurbished that I like to call my cabinet of curiosities. It's made of wood and it has mirrors in the back and old vintage glass, and I love it. But that's just a couple of things that I've gotten here over the years.
You forgot to mention that we also did some bartering, where I got some great stuff from you as well. That was, some of it was California pottery from your parents' wedding gifts that were in the attic for years, but really mid-century modern, which I loved as a former set decorator. I was like, it's still in the box from 1969 or whenever they were married.
I'd feel guilty about that, except my mother definitely wanted to give it away. But yes, I think we bartered so much that I remember coming in once and buying back something that I had left off here.
Well, good taste. Friends,
yes.
The family.
So how did you become this amazing picker of things and finder and collector of things?
I see value in almost everything. And I worked at Universal Studios out in Hollywood. And I went to film school at San Diego State. So I had to take all these art classes, and I did a little photography, and I got to learn about the different periods and styles of furniture and what was needed when they handed me a script and said, it's 1973, which was perfect for me because I was about 10 years old. And I'd go out and pick whatever I was in love with at 10. And then they said, all right, it's 1983. And you just keep on going with your own memories of what you think, if what the script calls for. So I have Tupperware from the 50s. And people, you know, sometimes walk in the shop and they're like, why do you have 50-year-old, 70-year-old Tupperware? I said, because it's gold to a set decorator. And when other people in film come in, they're like, oh, my God, this place is going to make someone real happy when they're looking for a period script.
It is jam-packed. And I would love to have you talk more about how you've worked with filmmakers, set decorators, stylists.
Sure.
How do they find you, or how do you find them?
Truthfully, I don't know. I do not know. They just stumble across me, or someone will mention, because my advertising budget is less than zero. The first one that found me here was Taking Woodstock, a Universal picture. And I worked with them pretty closely. They would have me, that I'd call me up and say, Ray, we need red chairs. They wanted a metal desk, an old school desk that, you know, all of our teachers had. I had all the stuff they needed for 1969. And when they left, they had a wrap. They sell everything at 10 cents on the dollar. And I ended up going back, buying all my favorite stuff. Plus, they went to another 100 stores like mine. I was able to go there with a trailer, and it was like the Beverly Hillbillies. My truck was so packed with the greatest stuff from all other, you know, I don't know how many different counties they went to.
So do you feel things have changed now that people can find things on Facebook Marketplace or on Instagram or Etsy or eBay? Or is it, do you find people just want to stumble into your shop and really search?
I know people like to dig at my shop because they're pretty much forced to. And, but they some people want a shop like that's in Hudson with wonderful lighting and freshly vacuumed floors, and maybe an assistant or two to help them. And that's not the hodgepodge shop. It's whatever you get in. You'll probably find me in the backyard painting. There's little places where you get a ring a bell for Ray. My two assistants are two very chubby cats, Cowgirl and Dioji. And I do hire people, but it's kind of hard to keep
them. It's a one-man show.
It's a one-man show.
How many square feet would you say that you have between the main room, the center room, and the backyard? And how many objects do you think you have here?
I think I got a million. I'm not being... I started on the... By the time I got to the second row, I had 45,000. One cold winter's day, I started counting. And if you're counting each individual thing, by the second row, I had 45,000. So just keep on going. And that's the front room, which is 40 by 60. The back room, which is it 90, the warehouse.
The warehouse is filled with furniture and kitchenware.
27 feet high.
And lighting.
Uh-huh. And there's two stories to it, which you probably didn't even know. Spiral staircase going up. That's just for my own boxes and packaging material for when I do eBay in the winter.
Secret stash. Etsy. Is there something that you sold that you regretted that you wish you had kept for yourself?
I sold, without looking up, two volume altogether, you know, 1,000 pages, two volumes of Apples of New York. And, you know, we're called the Big Apple. But most people don't realize that every single town had their own varietal of apple. Leeds would have an apple, and Athens would have an apple. Catskill and Jefferson Heights. It was a source of pride, and they would... There were some that were pancakes, some were round as grapefruit, some crab apples for baking, different, but just the weather is perfect for them. And you could also turn it into... Hooch, Applejack.
So was it a book?
It was two books together, and Apples of New York, Volume 1, Volume 2, with pictures.
Do you remember when it was published?
It's like 1905.
Where did you find it? Do you remember?
I don't. I think I might have got it at an auction. I just always wish I had it to go back and look and say, wow, do you believe that there's an apple that was this flat or that tasted like plums? And just such detail, black and white photos, close-ups.
Well, hopefully the person who acquired it from you finds it to be their perfect treasure.
Yeah, keep it in the family or sell it back to me.
How did you end up in Leeds?
I had a shop in Coxsackie for 3 years, from 2003 to 2006. I was at Vermilier's Hardware on Mansion Street. My landlord there started raising the price because I was doing pretty good. But within 3 years, he had tripled the rent. When I first came here, I thought the town was cute, quaint, but, you know, nothing like Hudson or even Main Street Coxsackie. It was a lot slower 15, 16 years ago. So I was about to leave, and I heard water. I asked the broker, I said, is that... Where I hear water, what is that? And he goes, the Catskill Creek. So I went back there, and you don't know it's there. You have no idea that it's 1 mile from the thruway. But as I stepped through the trees and I saw the Catskill Creek, it just took my breath away. And I look over, and there's a mill pond with cliffs. And just the time, the day it was, where it was like almost sunset, I see something coming down the creek, and I've never seen before. I'm like, what is that? Is it a white and brown and moving? And all of a sudden, it was bald eagle. And that was a sign from God. I just said, oh, my God, I got to buy this place. I just made up my mind.
So the bald eagle sealed the deal for you to stay in Leeds.
It did. I just knew I could decompress anytime I got stressed out, I could walk, 100 feet off my property to those cliffs and look down and just feel nature and say, wow, it's not that bad. Don't sweat the little stuff.
So you have the classic scenario. You live next to the shop. Who else in the area would you recommend who you would consider your kindred spirits?
Kindred spirit. I would say Sister Salvage with Deborah. She's
right on Main Street in Catskill.
She is. Her store is, she has similar taste. Everything's just neat and orderly compared to me. Of course, the Coxsackie Antique Center. There's got to be 100 different booths there. Lots of old stuff. I'm learning. I think I buy things. I don't even know what the hell they are for. I love this job because it's like a lottery ticket. You get something that's old and dirty, and you gotta rub away the dirt and say, "Hey, did I win anything?" It makes me happy to salvage something that everybody else thinks is junk.
Well, I think that's how I found you. I think just taking a detour through Leeds, and I saw some stuff outside.
I'd have to say, 20% of the people say, we were just missed the exit.
Just driving by.
We got lost, because the thruway is 1.1 mile up the road, and sometimes people make a right instead of a left. They see a sign that says 23, but they want 23B, whatever.
Well, I think it's really fun to get lost in lovely Leeds.
It's a great idea to take the road less traveled, and that is the road that leads to Leeds. To an old dusty antique store with cowgirl.
Thousands, tens of thousands, maybe 1 million things.
Exactly. And I'm not, it goes into the backyard. It's a lot bigger than it looks.
That's just true. It's a lot bigger than it looks. Well, thank you, Ray, for welcoming us into your corner of the Catskills. We'll see you next time in Leeds.
Thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Thanks for tuning in to Hudson Valley Word of Mouth. If you're interested in checking out an ongoing list of local recommendations, or if you have recommendations of your own to share, go to my Instagram at Roundtop Recommends, or visit the Wave Farm website at wavefarm.org for the Hudson Valley Word of Mouth segment archives and how to reach me. Talk to you next time.